Pardon?
Did you work during...
Yes, yes.
Okay, and what...
I was making, help making the eyelets for tents.
Oh, right.
Yes.
And was that in...
In Maples in London, England. Okay. Brompton Road. Brompton Road, yes, that was right. London, England.
Was that in a factory?
No, it was in... It was in a store, and we were upstairs on the top floor. In a, well, just like, it'd be like Simpson Sears, just like that, and we'd be upstairs. We had no factory in London, no.
What were the conditions like there?
Very good, what I remember.
What do you remember?
What remember?
Yeah.
Working. Working and going to get up early in the morning and getting the bus, tuppence. And then we got the tube, then we had to get the bus, tuppenny bus, and take us right to the job. So that was our day.
What time would you start?
We'd start to 8 o'clock in the morning, 8 to 8. We'd start pull for the 8 hours. 8 to 8, didn't we, Carrie? What time we start in Maples? 8 o'clock in the morning? Till 8 at night.
8 at 9.
That's
sometimes.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, sometimes 10.
No.
Sometimes
never,
10.
Never 10.
So we're talking
never.
A 12-hour day.
12-hour, yes.
Did you get breaks?
Oh, yes. We had our lunch and a half-hour break.
We were pleased to have been.
I wasn't. And sure, different work. That was, I wasn't in Maples long. I've forgotten how long. It was a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sure is.
We're talking 70 years ago.
Yeah, 70. Over 70, wouldn't it be?
Right.
Yeah. But before I went there in England, I was 17, and I went and did bar work. I was barmaid, 17, for 2 years, about 2.5 years, till I got married. And I was 19 when I got married.
What kind of bar did you work in? Was it a neighbourhood pub or a...
A pub, yeah. And I was in I was youngest of 14 of us, and I used to get sent to bed at 10 o'clock at night. I was youngest, so I'd get sent to bed at 10 o'clock at night. So that was that. And it was called the Prince of Wales Hotel, Wimbledon. You've heard of Wimbledon
tennis?
It was right near there. That was a very good place. Very good.
When you said you were sent to bed, that was before you worked as a barmaid, though, right?
No, no, it was while I was working. Working there, yeah. Oh, yes, because I was young, youngest one there. And I'd go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, sent me to bed.
At home, or did you stay
there?
No,
we stayed there, yeah. So we stayed right there. There was 14 of us all together.
Did you ever get to go home? When would you go home?
About once a week. We had one day off a week, that was all. And sometimes we never got home. Went out.
And what would you do in that job?
Well, pull beer and work. Just a pool of beer, serve, that was all. That was during the war, first war, that would be.
Who would the people in the bar be? What kind of people came in and drank there?
Well, we had New Zealand, all kinds of very nice people. We never had to ever have anybody to bounce them out. Never once. That was a real good place.
Were these guys soldiers mostly? Or?
Soldiers, and that's where I met mine. And, well, all different kind of people came, but everybody was very nice. No smart stuff. None, whatever.
Unusual for a bar.
Pardon?
That's unusual for a bar.
Isn't it?
Were the rest of the people who worked there all women, or was it men and women?
Women. 14 women. And we, of course, we had to have one bar man to go and do the heavy work, but there were 14 women.
Right. Mm-hmm. Did you have to wear a uniform of any
kind? No. No uniform.
And then you got married?
Then I got married, yes, and that was it.
That was it forever?
Yeah, that was it. So, then from there, I don't know what happened.
Okay.
Well, of course the war came. Sure. Well, the war was on. Of course it was. It was on. And then my sister invited me to come to Canada for a holiday, 3 months holiday, which I did. And when the 3 months was up, she didn't want me to go back home. So I left my husband in England looking after the house, and he had to give the house up and come. And we came in, I came in 1928, and he came 29, a year after me. And he had to sell the house, and then we hit, you wouldn't know anything about depression, not a thing. It was bad, very bad. So then I took on a job as, she got me a job on the elevator in Sylvia Court. She mentioned Sylvia Court. And I got that job for a while. And then I took on an apartment, looked after an apartment for 13 years. Kitsilina? You've mm-hmm. heard of Kitsilina?
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 13 years. Until the Second War broke up, and I said, well, that's it, I'm going to do war work. So I went and did war work. So I went to the British Ropes.
Okay. When you looked after the apartment, did you do that with your husband?
No. No, that was just my job, $65 a month with my suite.
And what was your husband doing at this time?
He, I managed to get him a job in the hospital, being an orderly, Shaughnessy,
mm-hmm.
and he started right from the morgue. He came home and said, what have you done to me? I said, why? He said, I'm down in the morgue. So I said, well, go back home. However, he worked his way up from the bottom right to the very top until he was 73, and then he retired at 73.
What job was he? Did he have then?
He was an orderly.
So he was
there.
He was the head orderly?
One of the head orderlies in Shaughnessy Hospital. Henry Milner, that's his name. So.
Right. So you worked managing an apartment. Was that hard work? What was
it was only 20 suites. It was hard because we had to clean the suites and get them all ready. And then some of the dirty beggars, they come in for a couple of months, make it filthy and leave.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd had all that to do up. But however, I kept it for 13 years, and that was that. So.
Then you went into wire rope?
From there, I went into wire ropes for 4.5 years. And from 4.5 years, I went to nursing. 15 years in St. Paul's Hospital. 15 years, and I get a pension.
Great.
Yeah, I get a pension from there.
Were you a registered nurse?
No, I was a nurse aide. Mm. Nurse aide. But we may just as well have been, because we did the registered nurses' work. We did their work. And I went on 3 shifts. You know, morning, afternoon, and midnight. So,
just now going back a bit to wire rope. How did you find?
Carol's gone to sleep.
How did you find out that jobs were opening up in wire rope?
Well, we went down Well, they were asking for people. Ms. Carrie and I went down to look for a job, and we were getting on, and we were told we were too old. So that's when Carrie turned around and said, let's go home and poison ourselves. And as we were coming out, the man said, just a minute, and he put us straight to work.
They and didn't want to be responsible for you poisoning yourself.
So I was there 4.5 years, and Carrie wasn't.
What was your job?
She got fired. I was on the, I don't know if you've seen the great big coils in the wire rope.
Uh-huh.
I was on those with the machine.
And
we just had to press a button and watch the rope come through. Of course, feed the machine all the time.
Right. So you were basically coiling it?
Well, it would coil on its own.
I see. And then it would come out and you'd make rope out of the wire?
You see, that would come out about 5 or 6, and it would come out as one. See, they'd twist mm-hmm. all up, and then it would go round the
right.
coil.
Now I've got the picture. So your job was basically to watch that process happen.
But
your job was then to basically watch?
Just to watch it. And of course to take the coil off and put a new one back again. And also feed the others, you know, all along the along the machine.
Right.
If you get a chance, you should go out and see it.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
British ropes, very interesting. Of course, they don't work like we worked,
right.
Not now. Because when I went out there, last year, I said to the fella, gee, I said, you got a cushy job, and they just sit down and just push a button.
Yeah.
And we didn't, we stood up, had to stand up.
Did you have to actually move the big coils of rope off, or?
Yes, we had to. We had to take them off. Of course, we had a lever. And then just roll them off.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Did you need to be physically strong for that job?
Yes, you would. We never had any trouble.
Okay. So, how did they train you to do that?
Trained ourselves, I think. Just have to. Yeah.
Do you remember your first day of work? Do you remember the first day you worked there?
Oh, golly. No. Remember the first, she's got more better memory than I have. Remember the first day we went to work? No.
I have to be quiet.
So that's way, way, way back. That's over 40 years.
Right. Okay, so, and you basically learned the job by just doing it. Was it men and women who worked?
Oh, yes. Yeah, because they had bigger machines. But we had a manager,
mm-hmm.
Mr. Francis, and he was a nice guy. And we had lots of fun. We had dances. We used to have dances.
Did the women work on one kind of machine and the men on another kind of machine, or how?
Different ones. Oh, yes, some women, bigger women. And younger, where they went on a bigger machine, more
mm-hmm.
powerful machine.
Right.
Where these great big ones, instead of coming along this way, they'd be huge big ones, and they'd go over that way. Different way.
Right. Okay. And how did people get along at work? Did they get along with each other?
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, we're all chums. We're real chums all the time. We used to have picnics,
mm.
picnics and dances. Oh, yeah.
Who organized those?
They had a club. We had a club together. We got it, went off.
Did the club get money from the company or from?
No, the only time we got it, they said when the war was over, they were going to see if we all had a real good do, and we did.
Great.
We had bottles galore if we wanted them, and a good turnout. We had a real good banquet,
mm-hmm.
a real good banquet we had.
So Where did most of the women who worked there come from? Were they from Vancouver?
Prairies, and way back east, and way back foreign countries, you know, mm-hmm. Austrians. Mm-hmm. We had Austrians there too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had five sisters there. They were from another country altogether, mm-hmm. but they got on.
And what would you do, let's say, in a day's work? You would come in at what time in the morning? When would you start working?
We'd be at work at 7:30 in the morning.
And until when would you work?
We work our 8 hours.
Right, so was it already an 8-hour day by then?
8 hours, 8 hours.
Mm-hmm. And was there a union in there?
Towards the end we had a union. Towards the end we did.
Were you part of bringing the union in?
No.
Do you remember how it got in there?
I think it was after I left they had the union. Yes, because we were talking together. I know when the war finished my husband came down, he said, "Now, this is a man's job. And I want you to fire me." So I got fired because my husband said it wasn't a woman's job. And still, some of them are still working there.
How did you feel when he said that?
Bad. I told him off.
But it was too late. Your employer already did it, right?
Oh, he did it, yes. So.
Were a lot of women laid off at the end of the war?
Well, most of them went, when they went off, they went back to their homes, you know, back, way back, where they came from, back prairies, back to their farm work and all that. So.
Were women, did people talk about the end of the war coming, and how did they feel about that? Like, before the war ended, did people talk at work about, oh, gee, the war is ending, what will happen next?
No, we took it as it came, took it for granted. Yeah.
And how did you feel about working there in terms of the war? Did you feel patriotic or?
Yes, yeah, enjoyed it.
Are there any incidents that stand out in your mind of work there over the 4.5 years that were interesting?
Well, different things happened, you know, funny things.
Tell us.
Yeah.
Pardon? Tell us.
Well,
for example.
Well, I was, they used to push me out to go and make the tea. And then another time when I was up there, we had to wear uniform. And they were calling for me, and I'd been to the bathroom, and my arm fell down the toilet. So they were calling up, and I said, "Well, I can't come down because I'm all wet." And we didn't have another uniform with us. So that was that. Mm-hmm. Then another time my friend, she was a Scotch woman. I'd love for you to go and see her. She'd tell you a good thing. And she wore her husband's, she was small, and she wore her husband's uniform, and it was baggy pants. Mm-hmm. And the boss, he got over by the end of a rear end and pushed her up the stairs.
How many of you were there that worked together?
Oh, I've forgotten. All kinds. Lots of us. Couldn't tell you how many machines now. I gave you those papers, didn't I, for the British ropes?
Yeah, we got those actually.
Yeah, that was right.
Yeah. What were the problems with working there? Because people did organize a union, do you know why they wanted a union to come in?
Well, there, as I say, it came in after I'd left.
Right. Okay.
But the only uniform, the only unions I know, is when I worked at the hospital. I was in a union there.
Right.
And because I went to, my husband said, "Don't go." I was going to this union, and he said, "Don't go." But I defied him, and I went. So the next thing I knew, I was asked to leave. So I was 63 when I left the St. Paul's Hospital.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Management asked you to leave.
Yeah, the manager. They asked me to leave. So I was 63.
What did the union do about that? Did they try and fight it, or?
No. I just walked out, and that was it. Thought I was old enough anyway.
Mm-hmm.
63. So I walked out from there and I went and did private work for my doctor. I used to get called to go and do private work.
Why would your husband tell you not to go to the union though? Was he anti-union or?
Well, he was kind of against them,
mm-hmm.
but he said, "Don't go." So I went. She couldn't sleep.
Do you have any other things you want to say about work?
No.
Do women and men make the same amount of work at wire? Make the same amount of money at wire rope?
No, they'd be getting more.
The men would.
Oh yes, they get more than us.
Did they do the same jobs though?
Well, they'd get more, do more dangerous work. Yeah, so they deserved it.
Did people ever talk about equal pay for women?
No.
Did you have children while you were working there?
No, I haven't any.
Oh.
No. I did have one, but I lost him at birth. Oh. That was in England.
Where's that?
Mm.
And, do you know what happened at the end of the war? Did the women you work with lose their jobs too?
Like well, in
wire rope, yeah. Did that?
No, I think they finally drifted off back to their own homes, back
right.
Where were they living and looking after their children, I guess.
Right.
But they did that. But it was funny, after 40 years we didn't know one another. Who are you? Who are you? And
right.
then they. Yeah. So.
Okay.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I think.